Yo, how's everybody doing? How's everybody feeling? You already know what it is. Justin Bless. Yeah. Hey, man. Have a productive week, man. I hope you had a productive day today. Do whatever it is necessary to get you to that next step. Without doing those little steps, you can't get to the big step. You feel me? When you climb up a mountain, it's a lot of little steps, but them little steps, yeah, they hurt. They're sore, they're tough, your feet are heavy, your ankles are heavy, your knees are aching. But when you get to the top, that view is all worth it. You know what I mean? That view is all worth it, because that view is so beautiful. That experience is like no other. And you will not be able to experience that if you don't put in those little efforts and step every single day. It might have to be like you're not doing nothing physically today, but you are doing something mentally to sharpen your mind. You might not be doing something physically or mentally, but you are working on your awareness of yourself. Maybe you're not doing none of those three, but you are working on your spiritual being to vibrate at a higher frequency, and for you to be led more by your spiritual being than your flesh. A lot of different ways. I don't know which way you want to take it, but make sure you always working, crafting, doing what you got to do. And even on those days that you don't feel it as well, make sure you make it happen, man. Make sure you make it happen. Man, God is good. God is great. Hey, welcome. If this is your first time here, man, please subscribe to the pod. Hey, follow your boy on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, at Justin Bless. And all that. You already know what it is. You are tuned into the most vulnerable, most honest, most prolific, most entertaining podcast in the world. The Justin Bless Podcast. Thank you. Hey, man. Today, how I'm feeling, how I'm doing, how I'm moving. I'm feeling good today. I had a unique conversation with my property manager. So, my property manager came over today, and she just needed a spare key. Well, she needed to create a spare key for the laundromat I have. And so she came to make the spare key. Grab my key, and then she wanted to conversate a little bit. So she started conversating, and she started talking about how my tenants, they're complaining about like water floods and puddles and whatnot. And the thing is, you know how I told y'all a couple episodes ago, it flooded inside their place. So we had to fix that, do what we had to do, whoop-de-whoop. But this time, there's just puddles outside, and they're still complaining, sending pictures, videos, and all this. And they were saying something like they're going to withhold the rent or something like that. Obviously, they couldn't do that, and that would make no sense because you're going to still get a charge, late fees, and whatnot. But these guys were tripping about a puddle outside of their place. Bruh, that's like going down the street and you're going to complain to the city of Phoenix. There's a puddle on the street. But the thing is, it's been raining all day. So what the hell do you expect? These niggas is complaining about the weather. There's nothing you can possibly do to change the weather, my guy. I don't like when it's 120 outside. So you know what I do? To not get mad or frustrated or anything like that, I stay in my house, nigga. and turn on the AC. But these niggas want to take pictures outside and it's raining. Bruh, then don't go outside and you won't get wet. The only thing I'm responsible for is for your place not to flood up. And we fixed that issue. We even put a pipe right in front, that the draining system for you. So I don't see why you complain about the weather outside. That's wild to me, nigga. That's wild. That's like, man, it is mad hot. Let me take a picture of the sun and send it to my property manager and complain about it being hot. Does that make any sense to anybody here? No, bruh, it don't, because that'll man, see, that's why I love and I appreciate and I am so thankful for the I'm young as hell, but I guess a younger version of your young boy before I was getting into real estate, for me to understand and have, I guess, the right judgment call to get a property manager. Because if I was running my own property and niggas was sending me pictures about the weather outside, oh man, I'd be pissed off and annoyed as hell. But you can't conduct business like that. But I know myself, I need a team. That's why I'm blessed and thankful for my team that's rocking with your boy, because man, that is trash, my guy. Like, that's just like, it just make no sense, bro. Like, I couldn't understand it. It's just sending me the picture, and this nigga trying to send like a whole ass paragraph and whatnot, like he knows what the hell is going on. And I'm like, bruh. But Tiffany, man, she be holding it down. Clap one time for Tiffany, because she's holding your boy assets down. And everything is great. Everything's going good. And man, it's a blessing, you feel me, for the team that got surrounding me and the owner of the company as well. Like, I have his number. We communicate here and there. I'm supposed to link up with him soon. Not supposed to, but I'm going to reach out to him to link up with him, because he's not here in the summertime. It's starting to cool off a little bit, so I'm going to contact him soon, see when his next time going to be in Phoenix. But yeah, man. Just wild stuff, man. I don't know. But hey, you got to just smile through the bullshit sometimes. You got to just smile through the unexpected complaints. And no matter what you do, bro, you're not going to make everybody happy. You feel me? You're not. It's just is what it is. And I remember I used to stress when I was younger about that, trying to make everybody happy. No matter what you do, you're not going to make everybody happy. So I stopped doing that a long time ago. I know for a fact I spent a lot of bread changing that place up. New appliances, stainless steel, good quality tile, paint, fans, everything. Light in the ceiling. Man, spent a lot of bread, bro. The only problem that y'all niggas should have was that flood. Understandable, because my construction people didn't put the border around the door to seal it properly when the door shut. So that was my fault. That was my bad. But we fixed that problem. But then you want to complain about water outside. Nigga, then don't go outside. Simple as that. And then the property is on a mountain, bruh. What do you expect, bro? The waters get come down. Like, it's Arizona, my guy. These houses are not built for floods, bro. Everything is flat. Like my mom's house, man, if it was a crazy like flood or something like that there, bro, the waters just get seep into her house and there's no like exit drain in the house, or you know what I mean? Like, or anything like that. That's just how Arizona is, bro. Comes with it. Now, like in Florida, you know, they always have like them drain systems built in the home, because they deal with rain so much during just the course of the year with hurricane season and stuff like that, that it's custom like that. Like every home comes like that. It's been coming like that. But Arizona, bruh, we hardly get any rain. So houses are not built like that. But yeah, Meryl, it's crazy. But yo, that's what you deal with, man. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, and it costs to be the boss. All that stuff is true. And hey, man, I'm in a good position. I'm happy. I'm blessed. I'm moving forward, going forward. Life is good. Life is great. Man, vibrating at a high frequency. Can't get knocked off my pivot. And good stuff, great stuff. Yeah, man. But yo, let's ring out some shots. Because you know why? Because this is the 52nd episode, man. Man, the 52nd episode, bruh. I explained this on the last pod, but this pod is the 52nd, man. The equivalent of the episodes I have done, if you stretch them out, is one episode a week for a year straight. And done it by myself, rocking, using this as therapy, rant sometimes, learn things, man, just life vibrating, man, on a high frequency. Some podcasts were better than other ones. Other podcasts were better than other ones. Man, bro, I'm just like, damn, really, bro, like, I really did this, bro, you know? And I got people rocking with your boy. And I just hope I was able to help anybody in any way possible. If it's a laughter, smile, learn new things, start looking into real estate, start taking steps to better their life or the circumstance or whatever the case might be, man. I just hope that I was able to provide something to everybody that listened to the pod, you know? And again, can't make everybody happy, but you know what I mean? You can always wish for the best and work towards the best. You feel me? And pray for the best, and you know what I mean? And always be prepared and always just believe in yourself, no matter like what's going on, and put God first. And that's why I always try to make sure I give my praise and send the glory on to God every single podcast, because, bruh, you ain't waking up just because. Like, nah, bro, there is a reason they continue to wake up, and God is definitely not done with you yet. You feel me? You got great stuff ahead of you. If you are willing to choose greatness, if you're not willing to choose greatness, then your shit's just going to be mediocrity. You know what I mean? Just on some normal shit. You feel me? And the adversity that life's going to throw at you is just always going to like keep you down if that's your mindset. But nah, bro, it just makes the story that much better. You feel me? Like, me being in a position that I am currently, it's a reflection of where I started from. It just being a dream when your nigga had not a car, bruh. Car broke down. Going through a breakup, some girl that I put on a damn high-ass pedestal, bruh. Shouldn't have done that, but fuck it. You live and you learn. It is what it is. Two, having two part-time jobs, nigga. I didn't even have a full-time job. I was working at Wells Fargo as a bank till I was getting like 35 hours a week or something like that, or 38, something. Part-time, nigga. And then I was working at Kia. My boy RJ hooked me up with a job, and I was a lot attendant for on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I believe so, just Tuesday and Thursday. Yeah, just Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I worked Wells Fargo Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Part-time job. You feel what I'm saying? Two of them hoes. Not a car. Using my mom's car. My mom's all complaining and whatnot that I'm using her car. which was mad goofy because she understood my situation, but I feel like she didn't want to try and give me no type of like sympathy or help, whatever. So I got my car. I bought a car as fast as I possibly could in straight cash, bro. Was it the best car? I was about to go get a car note. Like, bro, it was just a lot, bro. I was lost as fuck during that time. But because of that, and I didn't stop, and I believed in myself that I was going to get here. I was going to buy a property and remodel it, all the units. And for me to get here is like, yes. But now it's time to rewrite some new, bigger goals. You feel me? And I continued to grind, and your boy's here, and just like, bruh, that's why it makes it that much better. Like, it makes the story that much better because the adversity that I faced, especially with my inner self and looking myself in the mirror, you feel me, not recognizing the nigga that I seen in the mirror, to fully embracing the nigga I see in the mirror from the flaws up, from the toes to the head up, bro. Real talk. For me to be able to speak it on this podcast, be vulnerable with you guys, talking about like how, you know what I mean, I felt like killing myself, like suicide, bro. Like, you feel like I couldn't do a podcast or speak to anybody about that because I was ashamed of it and shit like that. And a lot of times you be thinking you're the only person, but everybody has done dumb stuff for, you know what I mean, for a significant other or somebody that they really like or whatever. You feel me? Like one time, her name is Karina. Still follow her on Instagram and stuff like that. She's like my first big ass crush, bro. She used to make a nigga palm sweat and shit. This back in like fifth grade and whatnot. And she lived down the street from your boy. But we had a crush on each other for a little bit, whatever. I remember one time, bro, I was trying to be cool, whatever. And I was leaning back in my chair. Like, I only had, like, our chairs at our desk had, like, the four feet, right? But I was leaning back, so I was only on two. I was trying to be cool, trying to talk to her, whoop-de-whoop, bruh. Lost my balance, bruh. Bust my ass, bruh. You know what I mean? Like, we all have done some embarrassing, goofy stuff that I'm not going to say all of us want to take it back because, like, I want to say I want to take my situation back and not go through that because it created a man that I am today. But, man, that motherfucker was painful, bro. Like, do I want to experience it again? No, not necessarily. That's why I'm trying to do the proper adjustments and the proper lessons that I needed to learn from that situation so I don't go through it again. You feel me? But it did create a monster for me to go and get this bread and for me to go and get everything else that I want in life. And for me to look myself in the mirror and just, man, it was just amazing, bro. So journey look back now, it's like, damn. But it was damn sure nights niggas crying, you feel me? Crying for months straight, bro. I remember this one time in particular. I was getting ready for church, and I just freaking broke down, bro. I was crying this day. I was crying like hella times. I was getting ready for church, and I was at my mom's house and everything like that. I had my car at the time, but I was still going through it, battling myself. And then I remember I was about to put on my shoes, but I went on my knees. And I believe I wanted to pray or so. And bro, that nigga just broke down, bro. I just started just freaking crying, nigga, like heavy, right? I thought I had all the tears out. So I got myself together, got in the car, drove to church. Crying in the parking lot when I got there. Crying in the parking lot, bruh. And I remember I said a prayer on my Instagram story. I said a prayer. And that prayer wasn't for nobody but myself, bruh. Real talk. And I remember just saying, like, if you're going through something, you'll get through it. You know, and like saying stuff like that, people might think I was just praying for other people. But bro, my nigga, I was praying for me. bro, I ain't gonna hold you, nigga. Like, I was praying for me, bro. Like, cause the nigga was battling, trying to get through my depression at the time and stuff like that. And then when I stop crying, right? Get myself together, go to church. Man, they start singing and doing what they doing, man. Broke down some more. Good friend Nayeli at the time, she was sitting next to me. She's the one that recommended that church to me. She got tissue for me. And man, hella snot coming out my nose, bro. I couldn't even hold it in, bro. Just so much on me, bro. Like, cried heavy, like, ridiculously, man. It's wild, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, to look at it now, I was like, damn, bro, like, so happy I didn't quit. And I'm telling you guys, man, don't quit, bro. Don't quit, bro. You feel me? Don't quit. The darkest days, man, the darkest nights. The darkest nights, the sun always comes out, bro. You feel me? It always comes out on the other side, bro. It's going to happen. You're going to be straight. So, believe that. Move forward. God is good. God is great. Whew. That was that. I went on kind of like a rant, huh? But, hey, man, it's about just being honest and vulnerable with you guys. And hope you guys can connect with me and rock with me. And maybe help you guys go through some things and get through it. You feel what I'm saying? But, yo. Man. Good times. But, yo. Shouts to my sisters, yo. Over the weekend, I went over there. Well, rewind. Let's do. Bought my sister her laptop that she wanted for a graduation gift that she graduated a while back, and I expressed on the podcast a while back, and I told her I had a lot of stuff going on, but I'm going to get it, though. And it was a beautiful thing and being able to bring that to her. So that was dope. Fly as hell. And I told her, yo, I appreciate you for not bugging me about it. You feel me? And she's like, I know you're not going to forget or anything. She's like, it's a crazy thing, because I was thinking like 2 weeks ago, like, man, when's Justin going to give me my laptop? And then I thought, most likely next time I see him, he's going to have the laptop. And it's funny because she ain't telling me that. She was thinking that or anything. And for sure, I had it. You feel me? So it's a beautiful thing. And she said thank you and everything like that and stuff. It was just like fly to be able to help produce that happiness for my sister. And y'all already know how I rock with my sisters, man. But that was Octavia. Shouts to her for graduating college, doing her thing, thugging it out, and making amazing things happen on that side. So that's cool. Cooked and made wings with my other sister, Sophie. And that was amazing and dope. She funny. But it's so cool to spend time with both of them. And also a million too. But a million's like so younger than your boy. It's like, you know what I mean? It's hard to connect like that. Because I don't live over there. For her to like really comprehend, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's different. Like, she know more of Quinn than she know. Then that's my younger brother. You feel me? Like, she know more of him, and he stay over there, than she know of me, because I don't live over there, and I haven't lived over there in years. So it's like, the only time she seen me is when your boy was going through that whole depressed stuff, and I wasn't really trying to chill with her like that. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't there properly and mentally. I was just trying to get this bread up and smash some hoes, and you know what I mean? try to cope with what I'm doing, but I was going the wrong way. Like, if you don't love yourself, if you're not there mentally good and all that, man, you can never give that peer good to someone else of yourself, right? So when you give it, when you're giving time to someone, make sure it's on that high vibration as much as possible. Feel me? Because we all go through some things and whatnot. And some of us hold it well, but don't hold it so long because that motherfucker gonna crumble you. But yeah, but anyways, chill with them, made wings, fries, and man, they were mad rocking it. We were supposed to do some brownies and watch a movie, but it got too damn late. But it was cool, it was raining. So if y'all know, I think I shared it before, but rain's my favorite type of weather. So it was raining over there. I was bonding with my sisters, the people that I love the most in the world. Moms was there too and stuff like that. And yeah, man, just it was cool. It was a mad fly. And it's about, you know, how we're talking about the four agreements, and we're about to finish these last two agreements too. You feel me? When it said, yo, be impeccable with your words, bro. When I told my sister I'm going to get her the laptop, she know me, bro. Like, I don't play those games. I don't say shit just to say shit, talk just to talk. I don't do that. And she know that. So for her to not nag and bug me about it, it's not because like I'm her brother. No, because I have put in the work and the action behind my words that I've spoke to them and to anybody else. Whenever they watch me, I know they watching. So I gotta make sure I lead by example. And when you're impeccable with your words, man, people listen to what you say and they respect what you say, and it's different. Is very different. You might think, man, I had to like fluff some shit up and make the story more interesting and this and that, bro. Keep that shit all the way 100, because it's so always check out whenever anybody try to check that story out, and the respect is just on a high different level. You feel me? So yeah. And so you don't assume, make sure you lay out the details or ask questions or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my sister didn't assume that I forgot or anything like that. Like, she knew me. She know what I'm about. And me being who I am and the nigga that I grew into, there's no reason for her to question it or assume anything negative, because she knew Justin gonna come through and deliver. And that's exactly what I did. You feel me? And I do that with everybody that I rock with, vibe with, even strangers as well. The only time I'll probably like not do that, if you try to play me some certain type of way, then it's different. Nah, nigga. Fuck all that. Or it's like, we just not gonna chill or be in the same presence of each other. Nothing like that. You feel me? Yeah. But yo, let's get into the pod, man. We about to finish the third and the fourth agreement to my favorite book. To this book is, bro, you can reread it over and over again, and man, the knowledge, you just, it's just fire, bro. It's just like, there's nothing like it. And these four agreements, bro, you move like this, bro, your life is way much more peaceful. Trust your boy. By the third one, I mean, is it third? Yeah. Is the third one? Yeah, the third agreement. Here we go.
Is don't make assumptions.
Yeah, don't make assumptions, man.
So, a good rule of thumb, if you need to make assumptions, always assume the positive. So as humans, we have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. And here's a quote from the book. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally, then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our word. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. So if you're someone that usually operates in a negative state of mind, or you're always in negative environments, your assumptions will tend to be negative. However, the more empowered you become as a human, the more proactively you live your life, and when you begin to love yourself and the others around you, the more your assumptions will become positive. So, a short story. You're in a relationship. Your partner hasn't replied for a few hours. Now, you could make positive assumptions. You know, maybe his phone battery is dead. He got caught up in a video game, or he has an important deadline at work. But you're not someone who makes positive assumptions. You tend to make negative assumptions. So, you know, he's out doing something behind my back, or he's out with another woman. I know it. So you start to believe your assumptions as the truth, and you start looking for ways to validate this negative thinking. Maybe you start searching his social media for clues to where he might be or who this mysterious woman is that he is seeing. When all along you could have just saved yourself all this drama by just assuming the positive. Negative assumptions lead to blaming and resentment, which is another form of the emotional poison we spoke about earlier. And the more you think about it, the more it compounds. Positive assumptions, on the other hand, put you in a position of power, and you can see things more clearly, and you're better able to overcome and handle situations. The next insight, why we shouldn't make assumptions. So, quote from the book, all the sadness and drama in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. So that's a pretty powerful statement. Think about any time in your life where you've had drama, maybe in a relationship or at work with a coworker. And the drama can be rooted in one of these, either taking something personally. So maybe someone said something to you that hurt your feelings and made you emotional, or you made assumptions, which led to drama. So by at least being aware and honing these two agreements, you can eliminate a lot of the drama that occurs in your life. Okay, so the next insight. We make the assumption that we know what the other person wants. So all too often in relationships, we assume that we know what the other person wants. And weeks, months, years can go by, and you can think that you're doing everything to make your partner happy, only to find out that, you know, maybe nothing that you're doing is actually what they want. And he or she breaks up with you. And that's why it's so important to set clear expectations and never assume to know what the other person wants.
You feel me, bruh? I make sure my volume was up. Yeah, you feel me, bruh? That's why when you date seriously, bruh, you can't do that assumption shit. Just because a person is black or the same race as you or whatever, you'll think that they have the same views and morals and values of you, like, as you. No, nigga, that's you assuming shit. And when you put an assumption on those people, assuming they're this way, you fail to ask those questions that you deeply need for a relationship to be successful with you. And that's something I failed at, because I was blind from like that beginning stage, right? Everybody want to paint themselves like an angel, and everybody want to paint like they have everything in common with that person that they like. Just because you like that person don't mean you have everything in common with that person. But people like to fluff shit up. You feel me? I fell to that. And hey, you live and you learn. You feel?
You know, you may never become 100% aligned in your expectations and wants of each other, but through not assuming, you can get those wants and expectations to, you know, 95% in alignment. assuming to know what your partner wants is like trying to find buried treasure in the middle of the jungle, and you have no map, and you're just mindlessly wandering around through the jungle, hoping that you'll find this treasure. Or in this case, just aimlessly, you know, hoping that your wants and expectations align by chance or sheer luck. But we do this all the time, and that's why so many relationships and marriages end prematurely. Okay, next. What is real love? Here is a quote from the book. Real love is accepting other people the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, this means we don't really like them. Of course, if you decide to live with someone, if you make that agreement, it is always better to make that agreement with someone who is exactly the way you want him or her to be. Find someone whom you don't have to change at all. It is much easier to find someone who is already the way you want him or her to be, instead of trying to change that person. So,
before he goes in and say what he say, I agree kind of to this quote. Because, look, right? You can't say you want to accept somebody exactly the way that they are, because you bring a different type of energy that they never experienced before. You bring a different type of experience they never experienced before. You feel me? Vice versa, you and that person need to accustom to that unique experience that you guys bring together when you guys are with each other, or you guys are in communication with each other. It'll always be different. It's not going to be the same as your mom or anybody else that you have love for. You got to change some things a little bit. It's not you just stay exactly the same. But your core you, right? The core you, like my girl, she goofy. And she be doing like, she got like a goofy personality in a way. But I would never ask her to change that. You feel me? But certain things was okay in her past relationship. She might unconsciously just bring over here, and she think every guy's like that. You know what I'm talking about? And you gotta set the tone and let it be known, like, nah, I like that shit. You feel me? That's a change. But is that a bad change? No, it's not, because it's not a core value of who she is. I'm telling you, stop chilling with your mom and speaking to your mom, or, you know, just certain type of things. And especially when she come to my place, she's not about to do the same thing that she's been doing at her past relationship, their house, or at her mom's house. Nah, nigga, this is my house. This is how this shit go on around here. You feel me? So that needs to change, to be accustomed to whatever experience that you bring, that it's less arguments. There's an understanding of who you are, who they are. And then, yeah, let's build from here. You feel me? The core of us work and match. Okay, but let's build from here. You feel me? That's why with that quote, it's like, don't want to change nobody at all. Like, nah, not their core values, but some shit's going to change. And with me, I had to change some things because it's a different person. I grew up a totally different way. You feel me, my nigga? You feel me?
You may have been in a relationship in the past, or maybe you know someone who's been in a relationship where you know this person probably isn't right for you. You're seeing, you know, red flags from the start, but you say, I'm going to be this person's savior. I'm going to be the one to change this person for the better.
Captain Saberho.
But what you're actually saying is that you don't currently like this person. And you want to change and mold this person into someone that you do like or love. But this is nothing but an uphill battle. So try to find people in life who you can accept for who they are. Someone you don't need to change. This is a much easier path to take. Lastly, if you don't understand something, ask questions. Quote from the book, If you don't understand, ask. Have the courage to ask questions until you're clear as you can be. And even then, do not assume you know all there is to know about a given situation. Once you hear the answer, you will not have to make assumptions because you will know the truth. So Stephen Covey covers this concept too. One of the seven habits in the seven habits of highly effective people is seek first to understand and then to be understood. So people with big egos never seek to understand others, but they just make sure that they are being understood. You know, they're too prideful to just ask questions, which is a shame because asking questions puts you closer to certainty, whereas making assumptions leaves you in a state of ambiguity where, you know, you're always just guessing and asking for problems. So if someone says something to you that you don't quite understand, or if you don't understand why your partner or friend is behaving in a particular way, put your ego aside for a moment and have the courage to ask. Never assume to know what your partner wants. So you need to put your ego aside for a moment and have the courage to ask. Let's recap this agreement. Negative minds breed negative assumptions that lead to blaming and resentment. Life's dramas are rooted in taking things personally and making assumptions. Never assume to know what your partner wants. Real love is finding someone that you don't have to change. And always seek the truth through questions and don't make assumptions. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. Your best will become better than it used to be. So none of us are perfect. We have bad days and good days. But even our bad days over time can become better and better until we get to the level where our bad days now feel like our best days in the past. And your bad days, you know, will become less bad. So the more you practice the agreements pragmatically and ingrain them into your life, the more you will continue to see improvements. Next, action versus reward. Action versus reward. When you always do your best, you take action. Doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do exactly the opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward, and they don't enjoy the action. And that's the reason why they don't do their best. So you always want to be taking action. The opposite of action would be, you know, procrastination. That's what we don't want. You always want to be taking action, but it's important to remember you want to be enjoying the actions that you take. So do your best to help others, but don't be expecting a reward. Be kind to yourself, practice the agreements, take massive action, but always be mindful that you're not doing the action because you want to receive some kind of reward. You're doing the action because you enjoy the journey. Now, you may or may not have seen this movie, Forrest Gump. It's personally one of my favorite movies of all time. The main character is Forrest Gump. And Forrest Gump is far from intelligent. He's somewhat of a simpleton with a low IQ. However, he always finds himself in amazing situations because he tries his best in everything that he does. So he's too simple-minded to expect rewards for his efforts from other people. But through always doing his best, it takes his life on these amazing journeys. And the universe rewards him greatly. So when you don't expect the rewards, that's when they will come. Next, the first three rely on the fourth. So like I mentioned earlier, the fourth agreement is like the engine that runs all of these four agreements. It says, the first three agreements will only work if you do your best. Don't expect that you will always be able to be impeccable with your word. Your routine habits, Your routine habits are too strong and firmly rooted in your mind, but you can do your best. And the final insight I got from this agreement was master through repetition. So if you do your best always, over and over again, you will become a master of transformation. Practice makes the master. By doing your best, you become a master. So it's like anything in life. The more you repeat that action, the more you practice it, the better at it you will become. And these four agreements are no different. So you definitely need to make sure that you're practicing these on a daily basis. So if you need to, you know, hang these agreements somewhere so that you're constantly reminded of them, then go ahead and do that. So just to quickly recap, your bad days will now become less bad and your good days will become better. Put action over reward. Never do things just because you think you're going to get a reward. Next, the first three agreements rely on this fourth agreement. And lastly, repetition makes you a master.
And that is that, man. You feel, bro? Do you feel how amazing that book is, bro? Do you sense it, bro? Do you feel it, bro? Like, it's amazing, bro. Be impeccable with your words. You feel me? Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions. Always do your best. And the most important, always do your best, bro. Always do your best. Try your best to make the best you. And the best you will prevail. The best you will come out. Best you will shine. The best you will knock all them goals down. Repeat those over and over and over again. You feel me? Just because you failed at one thing don't necessarily mean that's your best. Maybe it was at that time, that moment. But man, take a minute break or a day break and go back at it. Best believe, I know you're going to be better. You're going to be better than the first time you tried it, or the second time you tried it, or the 100th time you tried it. On the 101, you skyrocket out of here, bruh. You onto the motherfucking moon, nigga. You feel me? Try your best, do your best, and again, be impeccable with your words, bruh. First, you want to be impeccable with your words towards yourself. Than anybody else. Because when you impeccable with your words towards yourself, it ain't nothing. It ain't shit to be impeccable to you, to impeccable with your words with others. You feel me? And don't take shit personally, man. Because you are real in some eyes, you are fake in others' eyes. You can give everybody here in this world $1 million. I bet you there's going to be a couple of them niggas that's gonna be mad because you didn't give them $100 million or $1,000,001. You feel me? You might even short a nigga 1 cent and you gonna be pissed off about that because he 1 cent away from $1 million. But is that 1 cent really that big of a deal? You feel me? You can walk around the street and find a penny and that's $1 million right there, but they're gonna still be mad at you just because of that. And then you just fake for the rest of your life. For the rest of their life. You feel me? In their eyes, in their vision. Everybody got their own story in their head, man. Just make their story that you tell yourself is real. And you're really, truly living that. And you're about it. Whatever it is that you need to be about. And hopefully something positive. You feel me? I ain't no pastor. I ain't no preacher. I'm just Justin Bless. You feel me? And don't make assumptions, especially in a relationship, bro. Don't do that. Or something that's could be dramatic to your life. Change the directory of your life, bro. Don't make assumptions. Ask questions. Seek understanding. ask to listen. Don't ask to respond. Ask to understand. Don't ask to respond. You feel me? And always do your best. Always. Man, I told you guys before, bro. Last week, man, this the beginning of the one episode a week, bro. And we'll get the video popping too. Man, I appreciate you guys for rocking with me, man. Tuesdays and Fridays. Now the pod's only gonna drop on Tuesday. Not bad, about to say Friday. We're only on Tuesday. And make sure I can get the high quality and make sure I can market right and do great things with it, bro. But man, it's good, it's great. It's beautiful, it's amazing. Pushing forward, going forward. Moving forward, pushing forward. And never looking back, you feel me? Unless we're looking back to reflect on the amazing trip that we have taken to get here. And then write some more goals and more dreams and big things. And go on, push on through to those things. Because we not looking back so much at a W. Because you look so back at a W and you sit on that W so long, man. Slowly but surely, that shit turns into an L, a fat L. So don't do that, man. Understand that you accomplished that, but you got so much more to do and so much more to grow and get to. You feel me? You know what it is. You know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.